Today, the scripture reading is from Book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 35 to 38. If your Bible, please turn to Matthew, chapter 9, verses 35 to 38. Or you can look at the screen to look at the word. This is what the Bible says from Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they are harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send our workers into his harvest field." May God continue to bless his word. This is our honor today to have Pastor Anthony in our midst to deliver God's word to us. Let me pass the time to Pastor Anthony.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. And thank you so much for Brian Charles to bring me to what my daughters has prepared for me for tonight. Yeah, because he said that do something your father like. Yeah, I like hot pot. My daughters, they don't like hot pot, but they will prepare me hot pot tonight. So thank you so much, but I will still concentrate on my preaching and not think about the hot pot tonight. And greeting in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and on behalf of my church, South Vancouver Pacific Grace, I would like to send a greeting to you all. And I'm so glad that I can come today. Pastor Enoch and myself are long-time friends, yeah. And we know each other, we know each other's church, so you are always in my prayer as well. So I'm thankful that God has used your church to be a blessing to many, many people. So this morning, I want to ask you, how many of you has been living in a farm? Oh, I see some hands. Actually, I see one hand. Okay, how many of you have been doing the farm work? Okay, more. How many of you are studying agricultural study? Oh, I see a hand raise up. Even though there are some hands, but I think that I found that most of us here is just like me. We are brought up in cities, and not knowing too much about farmers or the farm works. But when I prepared the sermon for today, I check on the internet and I found that there are quite a lot of advertisement. They're looking for harvest workers, especially during this time before the autumn, that the harvest time is coming. So a lot of employers, they want to find harvest workers. And in today's passage, Matthew 9:35-38, it's actually another advertisement. It was posted. It was posted for harvest worker, and it was posted by the Lord of Harvest himself, intending to recruit enough workers before the harvest come. When I checked on the internet, when I look into the advertisements, I found out that all these advertisements, when they're looking for harvest workers, they include some kind of specific requirement for the applicants. Some of them, they may need them to have some agricultural experiences, knowledge. They want people enjoy farm work. And also some of them, they want the applicants to have the driver license to drive the trucks in the farm. In the passage today, the Lord of Harvest also looking for workers with some kind of requirements. So does he want someone to have driver license? No. Any experience? Even not. Instead, he requires workers to model himself. He is the model. He has set the requirement for those who are applying to follow him. The Lord of the Harvest is actually the Lord of the whole entire world, which is a huge harvest field. And he's using his own model for the recruiting. So how should his model look like? In this passage today, we find out that his model is described in the form of several actions. In the beginning of the passage, the Lord of the harvest, Jesus Christ, he was described. And the passage says, Jesus went through all the towns and villages. During the time when Jesus was on earth, there was a great difference between cities and villages. Cities' population constituted only about 10% of the whole area, and it was the place where the superior lived, while the lower class people live in the villages or the rural areas. But there's also one more kind of people not living in village or nor the cities. The people are those beyond the city walls and outside the village. These are the ones who's most inferior. This including the beggars, the prostitutes, those who were not being respected and accepted by others. And Jesus, the Lord of Harvest, went through all the towns and villages. He went into the village. He went out of the village. Through the path he went into the cities and out of the cities. He met the people in the city, in the village, and also outside the city and outside the village. He went into the poor as well as the rich. He went not only into the ones who were respectful, but also went into the inferior, even those who are being forsaken and also not being respected, to the lowest among all. So going through all these places, what did the Lord of Harvest do over there? In the passage, it says that he did something. He was preaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, probably not in the synagogues as well, and healing every disease and sickness outside the cities and villages as well. Our Lord is the Lord, not just talking. He's not a talking God. He's a Lord with action. He's a Lord going with action. Then why the Lord of Harvest is the Lord of action? What make him to act, to respond? Verse 36 tells us that because he saw. He saw. He's not closing his eyes and just do something. He saw. It was because he saw that the Lord of Harvest perceived and understood the reality of people, so that he is able to have the appropriate action. What did he see? What did he see? He saw the crowds, a lot of people, the crowds who were harassed and helpless, like sheep without shepherd. If we read the passage in Greek, the original language, it would give a better idea of how the crowds were like. Harassed, this term in Greek's original meaning, is to fray, to lacerate, or being tormented. I'm not sure whether you have seen something on the internet about in China, in Guangxi area. People actually every year they celebrate a festival. The festival is to going to eat the dog meat. Do you know about that? Yeah, in China, a big festival. Everyone eat the dog meat and kill a lot of dogs. And when you check on the internet, you see some of the picture. The dogs are being, the skin being teared off, and with the blood and the body, the flesh is being torn, hanging one by one on the stores. Yep, and this is the scene. And actually, what Jesus saw us or saw the people, the crowds, when he's walking, the harassed meaning is like this. Jesus see the people like the animal being teared off their skins and with blood and flesh mingled together. This is what Jesus saw. This is what the meaning of harassed in the Greek original language. And also this also have the meaning like casting to the ground like a man gravely drunk to a point that he fall on the ground. The heaviness drop on the ground, that is the what Jesus saw when he's walking through the towns and villages and outside the towns and villages. So Jesus, and the word helpless in the Greek meaning actually it means serious injured. So the Lord of Harvest not only saw the crowds, harassment and helplessness, like sheep without shepherd. He even saw the destiny of the crowds. He knows. Continue on like this, they were going to be afraid, turmoil, and hurt to the point that they would rather die. From here we learn that the Lord of Harvest is the Lord who see with vision, and know the environment, reality, and destiny of all. He has action, he see with vision. But doesn't it necessary that action is followed with what we saw or what one sees? It's not necessary. There can be no action even one saw something. What seeing can give a person is just information. Today, I know every day you see a lot on the internet, you receive a lot of information, but not all the information that touch you and move you. What really motivates action depends on one's subjective response to what one saw or what one sees. From the model of Jesus as the Lord of Harvest, after he saw, he immediately responded was compassion, an action which was motivated deep down from his heart. The Greek word for compassion is the strongest and deepest word in Greek to describe someone to be moved by pity or by passion. It is a very deep feeling generated inside a person. And during that time, people think that deep inside the person is the stomach. I'm sure that you had the experience like me of having stomach flu. When you have stomach flu, it's out of control. And you cannot control your stomach, and always it irritates you to an urge that you need to throw up. And you vomit, and you need to run to the washroom. This is what the meaning of compassion here. That is the urge that you cannot control and to throw it out from inside. This is the word compassion, and this is a deep feeling. And it's deep down one's stomach that the ancient people think is the most innest part, and some commentaries interpret this word as the pain of love. Jesus saw Jesus' action. Jesus has compassion. His love to a point that he vomit. His love to a point that he throw up from inside. This is the pain of love. The Lord Jesus, the Lord of Harvest, he saw the harassed and helpless situation of those who were like sheep without a shepherd. What came up of him was the pain of love. Urged him even to throw up. But that's the love. To love the utmost pain from inside. We may think that Jesus able to see with vision and follow with the love with compassion is the result of go with action. Because he went through all the towns and villages in Galilee. As we follow the pattern of this passage, we may think this way. It was after he went through all the towns and villages, then he saw the people, and then he had compassion. But actually, in fact, the Lord Jesus saw may way before he went through the villages. When? I think it's way before his incarnation. Way before he came to us as a human being. And actually Jesus, the Son, when he was in heaven, he saw with the Heavenly Father and with the Holy Spirit as the Trinity. The Trinitarian God saw as one, had compassion as one, and had action as one. And that's why Jesus was being sent and incarnated to become fresh among us, full of grace and truth, and live among us. And he was being sent into the world to go through all the towns and villages. And we realize that see with vision of the Lord of Jesus is the same with the see with vision of the Triune God. Love with compassion of the Lord of the Harvest is the same with the love of compassion of the Triune God. Go with action of the Lord of Harvest is the same with the go with action of the Triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And therefore, the model of Lord of Harvest is not just Jesus' model. It's actually the model of the Triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To see with vision, love with compassion, and go with action. After all, we know that the Lord of Harvest in this passage is posting an ad. He's posting this advertisement to look for those who can see with vision, love with compassion, and go with action. But there's another thing you quite don't understand. Those who know the Lord of Harvest, like you and me, of this ad, may also know that he actually has quite a lot of workers and followers in his field. A lot. But why he kept on signing and saying that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Just like that day when Jesus went through all the town and villages in Galilee, there were crowds of people following him here and there. And he is still grunting and says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. A lot of people following him. And from the book of Matthew, when you check on the previous passages, you will see that, you will know that there are a lot of people actually around Jesus. There are a lot. But he's still saying that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Eventually, a journalist read this ad, and he puzzled why the Lord of Harvest kept on grunting all the days. So he decided to visit the Lord of Harvest and interview him, and to take a look of the crowds of people who follow him all the time. So off he went. As the journalist drove near the field, he began to realize the truth of the Lord of Harvest's word, at least the first half of the signing, that harvest is plentiful. His eyes were opened as he saw the field was really, really huge with endless boundary. It's true, it's so true. The harvest is really, really plentiful. The journalist could not wait to see the Lord of Harvest. Once he found him, he asked if he was allowed to walk around the field. And the Lord of Harvest was more than happy to show him around. As they walked, the journalist began to ask, Lord, many people know that. You always sign and say that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. I would say the harvest is plentiful is true, as I found it out today. But why you say the workers are few? All the way I could see many people around you. The Lord of Harvest looked at this puzzling journalist and those who follow him. He looked around. He sighed, then he began to explain to the journalist. He brought the journalist to a very big stand where many people were sitting there, facing the boundless field. The journalist immediately asked, Look! There are a lot of people here. The Lord of Harvest replied, There are many, but all are not helpful. Just before the journalist asked again, he realized that the legs of all these people on the stand were covered with cloth. So he asked, Is that really cold today? The Lord of Harvest understand that the journalist was puzzled, so he explained all this to him. In fact, the legs of all these people do not function anymore. They are lame. After they have followed me, they kept on sitting on their own spot and looking at the field, talking about the weather, discussing when the crops will be reaped and what should the workers do and what they should not do. And sometimes they may also chat with those around themselves and analyzing and criticizing on what they can see in the field. But after all, their feet keep on freezing on the ground and not going out to the field even once. They have no intention to exercise their feet a little bit. And finally, their feet are functionless. This is a group whose vision is without action. And the Lord of Harvest continued to walk and sign. There are many, but all are not helpful. Vision without action. Then as they went near the field, the journalist realized there were many people in the field, and they were all working very hard. So he said immediately, Hey, you see Lord of Harvest, there are really a lot of people here. The Lord of the harvest replied and sighed again. They are not helpful. All are not helpful. journalist puzzled again. So he looked more closely into these people, and he realized that all of them are wearing a pair of sunglasses, which were very dark. The journalist looked up in the sky and asked, Is the sun really that strong today? The Lord of Harvest frowned and told him that actually all these people are blind. When they first came here, they could see very, very well. But after I had given them some briefing on basic harvesting technique, they thought they have known all. So they put on their darkened sunglasses, ran in the field and began to work on their own way. But in fact, they couldn't see the crops well and clear in front of them. They just used the same technique and collecting skill for different kind of crops. They even don't know what kind of crops are in front of them. As a result, many of my crops were destroyed. Besides, not only they couldn't see the crops in front of them, they even take no notice of the people working around them. If they could have taken a look at their co-workers, they weren't working in such loneliness. They could share their burden and experience with each other, or if there's any problem, I am always near them to help. But with the dark sunglasses, actually they never see me around. In such a situation, on one hand, they blame for no result on the crops and loneliness. But on the other hand, many of the crops are destroyed. The Lord of Harvest continued to explain. They are not willing to take others' advice. They could have seen properly. Again, if they are willing to take off their sunglasses, but they have wearing the sunglasses, these darkened sunglasses, for too long. Now their eyes are just too sensitive to light. When light get into their darkness, they just resist, and they became a group whose action is without vision. The Lord of Harvest continued to walk and sigh. There are many, but all are not helpful. All are not helpful. Weak action without vision. Now, as the journalist continued to walk with the Lord of the Harvest, suddenly, there was a man skipping very fast, moving forward to the journalist. Then the man head toward the journalist fastly without intention to change his way, and he knocked the journalist down. The Lord of Harvest immediately helped him to get up and apologize. The journalist asked him, "What's going on and who's this man?" And the Lord of Harvest sighed, "They are not helpful. All are not helpful." And the Lord of Harvest took the journalist aside and softly told him, "I tell you what, the one you bump into you just now, actually is not a man anymore. He's dead. He's dead." The journalist's face turned pale and he shouted, "What? He's not a man." And the Lord of Harvest continued, Yes. "He's not a man anymore. He's not a human because he's got no feeling and no life within him. Even though you see him jumping and moving here and there, seems to be very energetic. In fact, he's lost his heart for a long time. What he's doing is just want to pretend and tell people that he's not dead, still alive. As you could see just now, even he bumped into you hardly, he wasn't painful at all. Well, you know what? I've got many people like him in my field, like a dead body, without feeling. They bump into the wall, they bump into the fence, they just bump into everything. But the worst of all, they bump into the crops and create an enormous destruction. They are the group whose actions are without compassion. No feeling, no life in them. They are not helpful. All are not helpful. Finally, the Lord of Harvest walked with the journalist to the exit of the field and said, "They are not helpful. All are not helpful. Action without compassion." Before the journalist walked out the field, he turned and looked at the boundless field again. Among those whose vision is without action, whose action is without vision, and whose action is without compassion, he realized, he saw there were a few workers who were different. These few were able to see with vision, love with compassion, and go with action as they were working faithfully and hardly in the field. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of harvest, therefore, to send our workers into his harvest field. You may be very familiar with this ad because it has been posted for more than 2,000 years. It should be an ad which has posted for the longest period in human history ever. But facing the boundless field, the Lord of harvest is still looking for workers who have helpful and functioning eyes, feet, and heart. And all this must help them to see, to go, and to love. Brothers and sisters, are your feet, are your eyes, are your hearts helpful in this sense? Reading and facing this ad for 2,000 years in history, are you willing to respond? In fact, I believe that all of us here, our eyes can see. You can see me. You can sing the song this morning. Your feet can walk. You walk into this church this morning. And your heart is pounding. Your heart is still working. Otherwise, there will be a big problem here. And they are still working well and helpful in the way the Lord of Harvest want them to be. What really matters is whether we are ready and whether we are willing to use them for the Lord of Harvest. Your eyes can still see, but what is your vision? What are the things that you are focusing on? Your heart can still have passion, but where your passion has put on? Your feet can still walk, but where do you walk to? I would like to ask you to touch your eyes. Put your hand and touch your eyes. Try to roll your eyeball. It's working, right? Good, good for you. Put your hands upon your heart. Can you feel the heartbeat? I hope that you feel it. It's working. It's working. And put your hand on your feet. It's too warm there, right? You feel a little bit your muscle. Still there. Your feet can still walk. And ask yourself, the Lord is asking you, are you willing to have your eyes see with vision? Are you willing to have your heart to love with compassion? Are you willing to have your feet to go with action? Before the journalist got into his car, the Lord of Harvest held his hand tightly and urged him to let more people read this ad. In a serious tone, his final word to the journalist was, "Time is running short. Time is running short. It's time for harvest. Just can't wait any longer. The longer we wait, the more we'll die. More will die." Facing this huge and boundless field with not enough workers, the Lord of Harvest was burning with anxiety. The crops are ripe. If no one comes to harvest, the crops will die, and the chance to harvest will be gone. We today are facing this huge harvest field, gospel field. Inside the field are the lives of your families, your friends, your relatives, your schoolmates, and many, many others here and there, near and far, even those you don't know about them, in other nations, in other places, in other countries in this world. And their lives are so precious, and the Lord loves them with the pain of love. They are also under the evil one's turmoil to an extent of being frayed and lacerated. Can your eyes remain no vision? Can your heart remain without compassion? Can your feet remain not taking action? Brothers and sisters, Jesus, the Lord of the harvest, has given his own model already. He sees with vision. He loves with compassion. He goes with action. You, being the follower of Jesus Christ and our Lord, the Lord of harvest, are you still a Christian whose vision is without action, whose action is without vision, and whose action is without compassion?
Brother and sister, let us spend some time when you hear this, when you read this ad again, how do you respond to the Lord of Harvest? I would like to just let you to have some time to quiet before the Lord and to pray, to talk to Him. How will you respond? With your eyes, with your heart, and with your feet.